to sing some more and hear some stories.
A long time ago, I received a phone call. I was a new pastor at a church in Portsmouth, Ohio, and a man by the name of Mark Katrick called me. I did not know Mark. And Mark said, I'd like to ask you if you would like to help us with confirmation camp. And I had a couple questions. One were, who are you? And what is confirmation camp? And he said, it's a camp for middle school kids that are going through confirmation. It's at Pilgrim Hills. I said, okay, that sounds great. I have no idea what I'm getting myself into. I was 32, and that was my first year of church camp. But something happened. I caught the bug and directed for 18 years. So, and one of the favorite songs that we sang in Morning Watch, that was what we get together after breakfast. We start the day with worship. One of the favorite songs we had over the years was this. If you know it, please sing with me. If you don't, you'll learn it because we're going to sing it until you do. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I have to do this again. I haven't done this for a while. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning. I will learn to walk in your way, and step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning. I will learn to walk in your way, and step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. And step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. I have worked with three different camps, Pilgrim Hills, Temple Hills, and a camp in Michigan called Camp Talahi. Starting with Confirmation Camp, that was an interesting camp because it was a lot of eighth graders, and these were half of the kids there loved camp. They'd been going to camp since they were could crawl. The others did not want to be there, so it made for a wonderful week. Confirmation Camp, we talked about all kinds of things that confirmands talk about over the course of a year. We talked about worship. We talked about church history. We played games. We did all kinds of crazy things. One of my favorite things was called the Exodus game, so we could talk to the kids about the story of the Exodus and let them feel that experience. It was a board game that took place over 5 acres of land at Pilgrim Hills. It took about 2 hours to set it up. We put tags on trees, and they were numbered, and the kids were divided up into groups, and they had to wander the wilderness. And sometimes we would play for about 3 hours. And it was always hot, and by the time they were finished, they were frustrated and angry. And we said, what did you learn? They said, it was horrible. And we said, exactly. That's what Moses and the people of Israel went through, because they wandered for 40 years, and they were miserable. And sometimes they had to turn around and go back to the beginning, and it was just crazy. So we had all kinds of fun. After doing that for about 6 or 7 years, I was invited to do something called Mad Camp. Any Mad Campers here? Do you have any idea what Mad Camp is? You do. What is Mad Camp? Art, drama, dance, and just mayhem. Mad Camp was wonderful. We did all kinds of things. We sang, we danced, we did art, we made movies, we did clowning. And we did all the other stuff at camp. We swam. We did all kinds of incredible, crazy stuff. But I loved Mad Camp. And the wonderful thing I loved about that was because I got to see a lot of the same kids almost every year. I remember some of the kids I saw coming from junior Mad Camp, who were like fourth and fifth graders, coming into Mad Camp and coming back every year. And they developed these friendships that were just amazing. My daughter started in junior MAD camp. I think she was in the fourth grade. And then by the time she went through junior MAD camp for several years, then MAD camp for several years, she came back to council. And she loved it so much that she developed this bond with these kids. She stayed in the same room at Temple Hills every year with the same four girls. They call themselves the roommate girls, and they still do. A lot of them are about to graduate from college. They're going on to grad school. They're going on to other kinds of crazy things. One of them went to New York and studied photography. They've been traveling the world, and yet they still think about that 1 week a year, and they still have that bond. And every once in a while, I'll see on Facebook that they've been talking about, what are we going to do? The roommate girls have to get together. And they were from all over Ohio, but they still, they're like sisters. That's what camp is about, the relationships. And I felt very honored to go through the madness of camp. What about you?
We're doing Jesus is the Rock.
We want to dance?
Yeah. Jesus is the Rock, yes. One of the other things about church camp is as you do Vespers, as you do morning watch, as you gather together, you kind of work. It's really very planned, but it's also a lot of back and forth and changing. If it rains, you have to find all kinds of new things to do, or you go out in the rain. You can't go into thunderstorms, but hike the lot in the rain or the heat. And so,
one year we had set up the Exodus game, spent hours doing it, and then it poured down rain. So we made new copies of the cards, and they're like 200 cards. We put them in the dining hall, and we set up chairs. It was a really strange Exodus game because it was like musical chairs, but they kept going back and forth and back and forth. You never know what's going to happen. This is a favorite song of mine. Jesus is the Rock. Okay. How many know this? Okay. How many can do this? Bop, shoe, bop, bop, shoe, bop.
You got to do this. Bop, shoe, bop, bop, shoe, bop.
Bop, shoe, bop, bop, shoe, bop.
Bop, shoe, bop, bop, shoe, bop.
This is a tough crowd. Okay, so we'll do the chorus a couple times to get you an idea of it. But this is, you can do this. Jesus is the Rock and it rolls my blues away.
Bop, shoe, bop, bop, shoe, bop.
Jesus is the Rock and it rolls my blues away.
Bop, shoe, bop, bop, shoe, bop.
Jesus is the Rock and it rolls my blues away.
Bop, shoe, bop, bop, shoe, bop.
One more time.
Jesus is the Rock and he rolls my blues away.
Bop, shoe, bop, bop,
you can't sit still.
Jesus is the Rock and he rolls my blues away.
Bop, shoe, bop, bop, shoe, bop.
Jesus is the Rock and he rolls my blues away.
Bop, shoe, bop, bop, shoe, bop.
They should stand up.
Okay, he's telling us we need to stand. You can do this. Yes, you can do this.
Mindy has more marshmallows, so whoever does the best bop, shoe, bop gets a marshmallow. And then we're going to go into the verses.
Jesus is the Rock and he rolls my blues away.
Bop, shoe, bop, bop, shoe, bop.
Oh, Jesus is the Rock and he rolls my blues away.
Bop, shoe, bop, bop, shoe, bop.
Jesus is the Rock and he rolls my blues away.
Bop, shoe, bop, bop, shoe, bop.
Out on the street and you really found down and low.
Bop, shoe, bop, bop, shoe, bop.
When you're out in the street and there ain't no place to go.
Bop, shoe, bop, bop, shoe, bop.
When you're out on the street, well, Jesus is gonna save your soul.
Bop, shoe, bop, bop, shoe, bop.
Cause
Jesus
is
the Rock and he rolls my blues away.
Bop, shoe, bop,
bop, shoe, bop.
Oh, Jesus is the Rock and he rolls my blues away.
Bop, shoe, bop, bop, shoe, bop.
Oh, Jesus is the Rock and he rolls my blues away.
Bop, shoe, bop, bop, shoe, bop.
When you'll wake up in the morning and the sky ain't bright and blue.
Bop, shoe, bop, bop, shoe, bop.
When you wake up in the morning and the big world's after you.
Bop, shoe, bop, bop, shoe, bop.
When you wake up in the morning, well, Jesus is gonna pull you through.
Bop, shoe, bop, bop, shoe, bop.
Cause Jesus
is a rock and he rolls my blues away.
Bop, shoe, bop,
bop, shoo, bop.
Oh, Jesus is the rock and he rolls
my blues away. Bop, shoo, bop, bop, shoo, bop.
Oh, Jesus is the rock and he rolls my blues away.
Bop, shoo, bop, bop, shoo, bop.
When you look in the mirror and your face causes it to crack.
Bop, shoo, bop, bop, shoo, bop.
When you go through the day and you feel you've been attacked.
Bop, shoo, bop, bop, shoo, bop.
When you look in the mirror, well, Jesus is gonna love you back.
Bop, shoo, bop, bop, shoo, bop.
Everyone, Jesus is the rock
and he rolls my blues away. Bop, shoo, bop, bop, shoo, bop.
Oh, Jesus is the rock
and he rolls my blues away. Bop, shoo, bop, bop, shoo, bop.
Oh, Jesus is the rock
and he rolls my blues away. Bop, shoo, bop, bop, shoo, bop.
Cause Jesus is the rock
and he rolls my blues away.
Jesus is the rock and he rolls my blues. Jesus is the rock and he rolls my blues away.
Bop, shoo, bop, bop, shoo, bop.
Good job.
All right.
You can sit down. You actually will know the next one because we're going to end with Weave, but I want to tell some stories. But I'm not going to sit because I can't sit. So one of the things about church camp is it's where I got my call. I went to church camp my first year in third grade because at that time that was the only that was as early as you could go. And my parents couldn't take us. They were at a meeting. So it was my twin sister, myself, and the pastor's daughter, Michelle. And my grandparents took us. And my grandparents thought, oh, no, this is going to be horrible. Yeah, no. We carried, it was at Temple Hills. We carried our stuff up to these cabins at that time, had a wood floor and a tent. And the bathrooms were down the way. My grandparents were like, oh, no, we're going, nope, we waved at them as we're going down the hill. Bye, see ya. What a great experience. And then when they came to pick us back up, none of us wanted to go home because we had made some friends. We had experienced the outdoors. We had experienced God in a way that we had never experienced God before. And from that time on, I went to church camp. But after that first year, our the bell choir director and the children's choir director at the church, Trinity United Church of Christ in Tiffin, Ohio, Donna Overholt. You heard me talk about Mrs. O because we prayed for Mr. O, who had died suddenly, tragically, about 2 weeks ago. But Mrs. O got, she thought, there needs to be a choir camp. And so she worked with a bunch of other people, and they got a choir camp going. And from that time on, choir camp has been happening. Now, Gary was one of the players for the piano at choir camp when I was there. Jim Clausing was at choir camp when I was there. At Pilgrim Hills, lots of different experiences. What? Sherry? I don't know that Sherry was there when I was there. She was nurse. Well, later on, not when I was there. Because I stopped going when I went to high school because we moved to New Jersey at that time. But Sherry's been to camp as the nurse. AJ and Andy have worked at camp for many, many years. In fact, my youngest child, when I see when he begins to talk about the experiences that he has with the children and the other adults, he lights up. In ways that I have never seen him light up before. He seems to know how to share God's love with the kids that are even the hardest to share it with. There's a special experience that happens when you're at church camp. If you haven't experienced it, you can't ever make it the same again. But this spot right here, that's the cross at Pilgrim Hills, and I took this picture. I'm standing at the corner of the dining hall out on the deck, looking out at the cross. And when I go to that spot, I know without a shadow of a doubt that God is great, that God is good, that God is there. There are camps for all ages. From the youngest to the oldest. There's a floating with the spirit camp for women from that you can go to for 3 days of paddling on the river. There are grandparents' camps. There are high school and young adult camps. There are times that we can go for a weekend. God's grace fills us. I started by saying that my call came at church camp. It did, because at that point I knew, even though I fought it for many years, I knew that God wanted me to do something and to share the word in many ways. So I began to cultivate that call and tried teaching, and that didn't work, and counseled many and directed many different kinds of camps. But the minute I drive down 62 and start up that back road up to Pilgrim Hills, I know that it's sacred space and that God fills us. So think about it. If you have a grandchild, if you yourself are a young person, there's all kinds of camps, from sports camps to traditional camps to choir camps to mad camp to anything you can think of for all ages. Experience God's love. Will you join me in singing Weave?
Before we do that, I just want to say one more thing. I told you that some of the kids did not want to come to camp. They didn't want to be there. The amazing thing that happens in a week is when I sit at the table at Sunday afternoon as the kids check in, and they're in tears because they don't want to be there, but then the next Saturday morning, they're in tears because they don't want to leave. And their parents' look is just precious. Yeah. Like, what happened here? Yeah. It's amazing.
Will you stand as we sing We?
Weave us together in unity and love. Weave us together in love.
Let's do it one more time.
Weave us together in unity and love. Weave us together to